All right, Chris, it's good to see you. Would you just say your name for the recording?
My name is Christina Learn.
Awesome. And you have, in front of me, you have made four, there are three people and one dog that are all dear to you and meaningful to you in some way. So talk to me. Well, one of them is yourself. We have a beautiful rendition of yourself. And then you have this one here who appears to be on a cell phone. Who's that? Well, who's that human form?
Well, that's actually Bradley Henricks, who is my current fiancé, and he is always on the cell phone. We were on our first date, he was, like, on the cell phone half the time. So that's what I remember him with. He can't live without it.
But obviously, he's your fiancé, so he means something special to you.
Oh, absolutely.
What are one of the most favorite experiences that you shared together that you've had?
I think our sarcasm. Mm. I always told him in my little poems that we write to each other and stuff like that, that we always seem to be in sync all the time. It's like a little soul connecting. Of course, every couple will always say that why is another person special. So I'm not going to go through all that, but he's special to me because of somebody I absolutely trust, who empowers me, and just makes me happy every day. Simple as that.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, thank
you. What more is there in a way, right?
Yeah.
What about this figure right here?
It is a figure with a button on the back and an artist palette because, you know, it's my friend Megan Gallant.
That's me, by the way.
Well, you know, you do so many different things. I thought a palette and a paintbrush is really, a symbol for everything as being artistic. So even though I don't see you paint much, that's why I put you in, because of that, represent art. But, you know, you've been a friend of mine for a long time, and we talked about for a long time that we seem to be on a parallel path in our life. And so some that we could talk to each other, you validate me, you also give me confidence. And it's like you're my confidant. When we're coming from a whole world of being somebody that you're not, being fake, you're probably the only person, besides now my fiancé, that I could be totally authentic and very, very, what's the word? It's not sarcastic, but very blunt, and not be seen badly for it.
Well, I appreciate all the things that you say. Thank you. That means a lot to me.
You're welcome.
And, it's amazing to have real genuine friends and people that we can trust and feel like we can be our real selves with. And I certainly feel that way about you, too. That's always been one of the things I adore, is that we can just be real with each other. So, so awesome. I'm really happy and honored to be included in your circle.
Well, you're welcome.
Tell me about this little four-legged one over here.
Well, that is my dog. I actually have to say, of all the living things in my life, he's actually been very loyal to me the longest. Jack is my German Shepherd / lab dog that I adopted from Wayside Waves almost 10 years ago. Nope, about 12 years ago now. And since then, the dog has been with me through three different houses, one marriage, about four or five relationships, and about five jobs. And I think that, and he still sticks with me. Door's been open all the time. He never ran off. So it's like, if that's not loyalty, I don't know what is.
As a dutiful companion. Well, I loved your collection, and I really appreciate you being here today. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the people that mean something to you in your life?
No, I think the people who are in my life or close to me already know. I don't need to say very much.
Awesome.
Thank you.